I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Sarah Carapizzi, my first guest, started her yoga career 15 years ago. She views yoga as a journey of mind, body, and spirit, and learning is ever unfolding. As her studies of yoga continued, she felt honored and blessed to serve as the director of the School of Rural Yoga Incorporated in Chester, New Jersey. The goal of the school is to help others discover and connect with peace and wellness within themselves. The school's headquarters, the Rural Pathways Incorporated in Ontario, Canada, is the source of all of the teaching and other seminars on a variety of topics for people of all ages and every walk of life, and yoga instructor certification courses. The school teaches a style of yoga called Rural Hatha Yoga, a gentle yet strengthening and invigorating style of yoga focused on the individual's needs of each student, and classes offer a balanced progression of relaxation, breathing, stretching, and asana and silence to help the student receive the highest benefits. As the school grew, the Center for Specific Needs Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that focuses on teaching yoga to students with special needs in hospitals, rehabilitation centers, recreational centers, schools, camps, and assisted living facilities, was formed. These classes further focus on meeting the particular needs of those with developmental disabilities, injuries, and those recovering from illness or experiencing chronic health conditions. Through the School of Rural Yoga, Sarah has provided a library of audio CDs for yoga and guided visualization for healing and wellness. These are available through the school or on such sites as iTunes and Amazon. More information is available at www.theruralpathwaysincorporated.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Sarah, and I look forward to talking about yoga and visualization for cancer patients. Now first, what style of yoga do you teach?
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to be here. The style of yoga we teach is called Rural Hatha Yoga, and it is a very specific style of yoga that focuses on gentleness and supporting each individual. Yoga is an ancient Sanskrit word that means union, and it's really the union with our own inner self, our divine, our connection, and that's really the fullness of yoga that we teach. We are an international school, and our headquarters, the Rural Pathways, is the source of all of the teachings of Rural Yoga that we offer to our students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Now, how is yoga different from other forms of exercise?
Well, other forms of exercise oftentimes only focus on the physical body, but the beauty of yoga is that it focuses on not only the physical, but on the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual well-being of the practitioner. And it recognizes that in order for a person to really feel balance, they have to have balance in every aspect of what they are. Mm-hmm. And this is how the benefits of yoga come through so strongly, to really support and help anyone, especially those that are facing health challenges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, what are some specific benefits that one receives when practicing yoga?
Carl, there are so many. Yoga is such a joy to teach and such a privilege, because the benefits of yoga are so vast. On the physical level, it balances and supports every system of the body. And for someone that's experiencing a health challenge like cancer, it can be taught very gently. So no matter what phase of recovery or state of health that the person is, they can always practice yoga at some level. On the physical level, it really is amazing that it does support and strengthen the body. It helps to release toxins, and it really addresses every system of the body. One of the ones that's really coming to mind is when women have had breast cancer or removal of lymph nodes, mm-hmm. yoga is really, really supportive in supporting the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system requires muscular movement in order for the fluid to flow efficiently, and yoga offers that gentle inner massage that really encourages that movement in a very healthy way. It also is really, really tremendously beneficial for the emotional aspects of any challenge that a person may face, in that it helps to provide a person with inner peace and calm, and they feel strengthened. And so their outlook is much more positive. They're able to focus on what they need to do with their own lives in much greater clarity and a feeling of inner strength that sort of radiates out into every part of their being. This really happens because the practitioner is really connecting with their own inner strength and stillness and with the peace that everyone has inside. And they're able to really access that feeling of wisdom and guidance that only really comes from within.
When I was talking with someone yesterday, we got off on lymphedema. And she told me that she massages. And I was telling her that Ingrid Bergman, who was my favorite actress of all time, had lymphedema following her breast removal. And she was practicing for her role in Golda Meir on television. And she stayed up all night because she wanted to get the gestures right that Golda Meir used. And it required lifting her arms, and she had so much pain when she did this. But she stayed up all night practicing so that she'd be able to do the gestures and be more realistic in that role. And she talked about the pain that she had when she did this.
You know, that's really unfortunate, because I'm finding in working with women who have had breast removals and have to be aware of lymphedema, that we can really, through the practice of yoga, offer some very gentle poses and stretches that help to very gently begin to massage and strengthen the musculature and help to encourage that lymphatic drainage so that it comes with more comfort. And that really is the beauty of yoga, is that in the style that we teach, is that we really focus on the unique needs of each individual and offer a class that's gentle and strengthening and focuses on the needs of that person. So everything can be addressed in a way that really is supportive and yet doesn't need to bring pain to the practitioner. And I'm sorry to hear that not everyone knows the beauty of yoga in that respect. So it certainly does help in many, many ways.
Well, the other thing, Sarah, is that until recently, they discouraged exercise for women that had lymphedema.
Is that right?
And it's I think it's been in the last year that I have seen research that has reversed that. And so now they're saying that this is a better way to deal with it, is with exercise, but they may be the more gentle exercises. So at the time that Ingrid Bergman was doing her movies, they didn't advocate that. So I'm sure it was something that, there was also a psychological thing, I'm sure, because she felt like maybe that this was not medically approved or something, I don't know. Anyhow, it was interesting to see that she put so much effort into her work, even if it caused her some pain. Then, Sarah, why are the breathing techniques so important?
Well, the breathing techniques are really integrated into every aspect of the class. And specific breathing techniques that are offered in yoga are a very powerful way to balance the nervous system and to also cleanse the body of toxins. We tend to have in our society a habit of breathing very shallowly. And what happens is the breath flows into the upper part of your lungs and then you're releasing it. But when you learn to breathe fully and deeply, it gives the lungs and the body a chance to fully oxygenate the tissues, which helps to then release toxins, that we can release all the toxins that are held in the cells through the breath. And also the another important aspect of the breath is that it balances and strengthens the nervous system. When one feels very calm, they really begin to connect with their inner strength and this helps them in so many different ways to address whatever issues they need to.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah, tell me, in breathing in yoga, I took yoga years and years ago, but I don't remember. Is there, let me see how to ask it, is there like 1, 2, 3 inhale and then 1, 2, 3 exhale, or is there more emphasis on the inhalation than the exhaling? Is there a pause, a stop between the inhaling and the exhaling, or how do you do the breathing?
There are various breathing techniques. They actually have a name in Sanskrit. They're called pranayama.
Mm-hmm.
And this word pranayama means expansion of one's life force. And there are various techniques that are offered.
Mm-hmm.
In general, as we move through poses, it's a nice full inhalation through the nostrils and a nice full exhalation through the mouth. But there is a specific time during class where we focus on pranayama all on its own, where people sit comfortably and they close their eyes and they receive instruction on different breathing techniques
mm-hmm.
that will help them. And some of them, as you said, offer a retention of the breath. Others offer a full inhalation.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on which various technique is given at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then how can this help with the healing process?
The breath helps with the healing process by calming the nervous system and by cleansing the tissues of the body. The process of yoga helps by addressing not only our physical, but our mental and spiritual bodies, and realizing that we can't just treat one part. You can't just treat the physical and expect a person to feel healing. Every part of the equation needs to be addressed. And so yoga addresses this in obvious ways through the physical, and in very subtle ways by the things that people begin to connect with and feel inside. But it really brings the awareness of the person who's practicing the yoga that the spiritual and the emotional aspects of one's being are very real and that they're intimately connected with the physical. And this allows the practitioner to become more and more in tune with the things that are going to support their wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many different ways that yoga really addresses helping the person
mm-hmm.
healing
mm-hmm.
in the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Then, Sarah, what is visualization that you also teach?
A visualization, we actually offer it as an important tool in every yoga class, but visualization process is something that we do all the time. You know, we oftentimes imagine different scenarios unfolding in our lives. And while we're doing that, we're holding a mental picture of it in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that the process of visualization is really focusing your mind on
mm-hmm.
a specific goal or an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And when we apply a visualization, say in the example of healing from cancer, and we focus on a positive outcome and seeing our bodies filled with vibrant health and energy, and seeing every cell of our body disease-free, healthy, and functioning just as it should, when we hold that picture strongly with focus, it's a very positive way to help create a positive experience in our lives, a positive outcome for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading that Rue McClennan used visualization when she had cancer. I don't remember what she used specifically, but she
mm-hmm.
did use visualization. And what I used was I would sit and I would visualize warriors on horseback as the white cells going through my body looking for cancer cells and destroying them and then seeing the cancer cells leave my body. And I would do that every day for about 10 or 15 minutes.
That's a very positive and powerful gift that you gave yourself, because it really brings a tremendous power back to oneself that we can, through our own visualizations
mm-hmm.
and through our own intent, create positive changes in our lives. So
mm-hmm.
that's a beautiful visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful.
Thank you. Then how does this help with the healing process?
In many ways, to connect a person with that inner strength, the wisdom, that connection that they have with the universal love and peace, that they can find that within themselves. then they begin to trust not only in themselves, but in the whole universe and in their being. And by applying the visualization techniques, by applying the breathing techniques and the yoga, one begins to feel very confident in their ability to make positive changes and choices in terms of their own health,
mm-hmm.
and to really begin to focus on accepting for themselves only the very best. And it's so many different ways that yoga and visualization and breathing techniques address this healing process,
mm-hmm.
the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, in every way.
Mm-hmm. I know some people talk about going to a meadow with a brook, and they go through this whole process of helping people relax with visualization. But I'm wondering if you then, and I use something quite different, and I'm wondering if you could then give us an exercise that cancer patients might use?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to offer a guided visualization that would be very, very helpful to anyone experiencing a health challenge, so, and particularly cancer. So I would be happy to offer that.
Rest comfortably and relax. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through the nostrils, and as you exhale, feel the letting go within the body. The joints of the body are softening, and the skin is smooth and relaxed. Feeling the letting go within, a softening of the mind and body. Feel the peacefulness of the breath, soft and gentle, sweeping over the body on the inhalation like a wave washing into the shore, and on the exhalation, it is a wave returning to the sea. The breath sweeps away any holding or tension within the body as you relax. Feel the entire body surrendering to feelings of peace, stillness, and love. I relax in the flow of life. I let go. Scan the body inwardly, noting the feeling within the body and areas of distress, disharmony, or discomfort. Let the breath flow to those areas and massage its way in to any area of darkness. A feeling of warmth and love is radiating from the heart center, and a peaceful pinpoint of light within the heart begins to expand as you breathe. You can see the expansion of light with each breath. The light is becoming brighter, radiating more vibrantly, and expanding within you. loving light is the essence of your being, and it slowly emerges from the deepest recess of your heart. Expanding white, pure light that dissolves the darkness of the feelings you have held in your heart. And you can feel its beautiful warmth and radiance as it expands. Within the light, the heart is beating peacefully. The breath is now filled with light and is traveling through the body. You can feel this movement of light within as it continues to expand and grow brighter and brighter. Soothing and warm, this light is the energy of love and peace. A feeling of health and happiness as it flows over the length of the body, filling every cell and the spaces in between. As the light grows in its radiance, it brings peace and relaxation. A river of light flows upward from the heart, bathing the throat, the vehicle of communication filled with light. All is well. I communicate freely. And this peaceful light fills the face. All of the features of the face are bathed in a beautiful, warm, and gentle love that relaxes the muscles of the face, softens the skin, and releases tension or holding around the eyes and mouth. Command of the light, charge me with thy perfect health and keep it eternally sustained. Charge me with thy perfect health and keep it eternally sustained. Charge me with thy perfect health and keep it eternally sustained. Your heart is pulsating loving light, sending warm liquid light energy throughout the body. You see the vessels branching off into tiny capillaries, which are bringing liquid light energy to all of your cells. You can feel the vibrant, pulsating energy of light containing the gentle power of love, strength, and healing. You Your body recalls its natural state of perfection and health. And the light is the expression of that memory, focused on returning the body to its natural state. You see the cells accept the healing light in an open desire to heal. The cells are soothed and bathed by the light, immersed and filled with the light of love. Warm and gentle, love enters the cells and surrounds them, and all disharmony and discordant energy is released. You can see the cells of the body emerging healthy, radiant, energized, whole, and peaceful. As the cells reproduce, they do so in perfection, directed by the light of love. Healthy, vibrant cells multiplying and filling the organs and tissues, and all disease and disharmony dissolved. The cells are glowing with a peaceful light. The body is glowing peacefully. The mind is glowing so peacefully. And the warmth of love fills you. I am safe. I am healthy. I am well. All is taken care of. I choose life. I choose health. My body is obedient to my choice. My mind is obedient to my choice. I am grateful to the light. I bless the light. I am grateful for health. I am at peace. Thank you. peace. Peace. Peace.
Thank you.
I thank you very much, Sarah. This was very interesting, and I know it will be helpful to the listeners. Now, can you tell us about books, services, products you have, and how the listeners can reach you?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be delighted. Our headquarters is The Royal Pathways, and our website is www.theroyalpathwaysinc.com. We offer yoga instructor certification courses and yoga training, and also The Royal Pathways offers seminars for everyone from every walk of life. We're very blessed to have a beloved yoga master that shares with us all of the teachings of yoga. We also have, through the School of Royal Yoga and The Royal Pathways, a variety of visualization CDs for health and wellness and healing. The visualization CD called The Healing Power of Love was specifically written with cancer, people experiencing cancer. That was the focus of the CD, although it really addresses many, many different health issues.
Mm-hmm.
We have also CDs for yoga, classic Hatha yoga for every day. We also have an app for the iPhone and the Android called The Relaxation Destination that has many guided visualizations available on it. We have a collection of Sanskrit music, chanting, and mantra. We also have a wonderful product called the Biomat, which is an amazing device for wellness. And all of these can be found on our website at www.theroyalpathwaysinc.com.
Great. Now, let me ask you, when people are interested in taking classes, can this be done over the internet, or do they need to come on site?
We have, through a branch of the Royal Pathways, a branch called Victorine Productions, we offer meditation courses that can be done over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're available for anyone, you know, anywhere in the country or the world, really, to register for a meditation course over the phone. Simply call us at 908-879-9648. We have them running at various times,
mm-hmm.
convenient for different time zones, and this will help the person to develop a practice of meditation that they can bring into their own life to help support them in every way.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Sarah.
Yeah.
I like to hear that, because I think that these practices are so important as part of the cancer journey.
They absolutely are. These practices are important not only for people that have cancer, but for everyone, and particularly for people with the challenge of cancer. This provides tremendous support.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much, Sarah, and I know this will be helpful to those that are especially interested in cancer, have cancer, want to prevent cancer, want to live a healthier life, etc. So I thank you very much for joining me today.
And thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. Denise Marie, publisher of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com, has brought us another great magazine, the spring 2013 issue, that is filled with inspirational stories and music, as well as information on social, health, and life issues. Because of my years working with homeless populations, I was immediately drawn to the story and trailer on Homeless to Hollywood that tells of a girl with a dream of being an artist who was also homeless and afraid of telling her classmates because she thought they would make fun of her. She and her family moved from shelter to shelter over 30 times, but she continued her dreams and painting to become an artist. The recent documentary In Her Name won an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Film. Another human interest story is about Tim Harris, a restaurant owner who gives out hugs to all customers. Tim, who has Down syndrome, lives a productive life and talks about his life, marriage, and future. Two musical segments were memorable for me. One was the story and music video of Sister Rosetta Thorpe, the godmother of rock and roll, who performed in the 30s and 40s. This great music brought back memories of visits to the jazz and rock and roll clubs when I lived in New York City in the 50s. The second segment was a video by Josh Groban singing his new song, Brave. He has sold over 25 million albums, and many of us know him and his music. Social issues, including the fracking potential in New York State, the FDA approval of aspartame as a hidden, unlabeled additive in milk and other dairy products, the harmful effects of the microwave, the dangers of five chemical companies taking control of our seeds and its influence on food safety and diversity, and stopping violence against women with February 14, 2013, the V-Day to involve 1 million women and those who love them to walk out, dance, rise up, and demand and end violence. As the new Healthy Living editor, I wrote an article on holistic approaches to preventing and treating wrinkles without surgery, and also interviewed Dr. Fred Pescatore on natural ways to deal with seasonal allergies. Last were articles on Ann Richards, the 45th governor of Texas, and the new one-woman Broadway show on her life, and another story about her daughter, Cecile Richards, who has been a strong advocate for women and involved in issues ranging from Roe versus Wade to more recently joining Planned Parenthood as president. With these and other stories, you won't want to miss this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. Kimberly Luker, my second guest, had a long overdue mammogram in August 2008. On September 12th, her world was turned upside down when she heard the news, you have cancer. Kimberly had lost her mother to breast cancer about 10 years earlier, so she researched her options and obtained a second opinion. Almost immediately, she had a lumpectomy and interstitial radiation and was preparing to go back to her life when she learned the surprising news. She would require 6 rounds of chemotherapy. Within weeks of starting chemotherapy, her skin, lips, and nails had become devastated by the drug coursing through her body. When she lost her hair, her scalp became inflamed with sore, itchy bumps, and everything on her body was severely dry, cracked, and irritated. When one of her doctors suggested another drug for her inflamed skin, she rejected it and began researching natural cosmetic formulation guides and consulting with cosmetic formulators who specialized in natural skincare products. On her good days, she blended soothing balms in her tiny kitchen using ingredients like aloe, olive, and jojoba, as well as healing herbal extracts. Soon, her medical team noticed the positive results her remedies were having on her skin and began asking for samples. When she was finally able to return to the national telecommunication company where she had worked for nearly 13 years, she learned she was being laid off. Her very first thought, what a blessing. And she is quick to tell anyone who asks that had it not been for being diagnosed with cancer and being laid off, she would never have found her true life's purpose and passion. Today, Botanicals for Hope products are produced in a certified organic cosmetic lab and are soothing skin all over the country. Her products are gaining a reputation with oncologists and cancer patients as the go-to line to soothe, balance, and relieve the dry, itchy, and irritating skin caused by cancer treatment. Kimberly chose to fight cancer with a positive attitude, plenty of determination, and a healthy dose of humor, yoga, meditation, and antioxidants. September 2012 marked the 4th year since her diagnosis. During and after her treatment, she was fortunate to be the recipient of services offered to cancer patients free of charge. Today, she is grateful to be in remission and proud to lend her time and energy to promote cancer awareness through various nonprofit organizations, and regularly speaks with newly diagnosed cancer patients on the power of positive thinking and laughter. Because of the free service she received as a cancer patient, a portion of all sales of Botanical for Hope's products are donated to cancer wellness programs throughout the community. Not only do Kimberly's products leave her clients' skin feeling great, but also a great feeling in their heart. As Kimberly says, regardless of the nature of your setbacks, make every day count, remain positive, try to find the humor in it, and I guarantee you will emerge a stronger, happier, and healthier person. Her website is www.botanicalsforhope.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Kimberly, and I look forward to hearing about your experience with breast cancer. First, when were you diagnosed with breast cancer, and how did you find out that you had it?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2008, and I was diagnosed after a very long overdue mammogram, in which they found a lump. And from there, they did a needle biopsy, which confirmed that I did have breast cancer. Immediately was scheduled for surgery. I had a lumpectomy in October of 2008. And then I was scheduled for interstitial radiation, where they actually placed a balloon catheter in the area where the breast cancer had been. And instead of having the drawn-out 6 weeks of radiation, I went in twice a day for 5 days, and a radioactive seed was threaded into the balloon catheter. And for about 12 minutes twice a day, I received pinpoint radiation. And unfortunately, after I finished radiation, nobody had ever talked about chemotherapy. But as the final results came in, my doctor shared with me that the cancer was actually almost stage three. It was, instead of 1 centimeter, it was almost 3 centimeters, and recommended that I do go through chemotherapy. And so in December of 2008, I began 6 rounds of chemotherapy. Every 3 weeks, I went in for chemo.
Then what other interventions did you use, Kimberly?
Well, some of the other treatments that I tried, because I really didn't want to be putting any more chemicals or anything into my body. But one of the several things was the use of antioxidants, which my physician actually recommended. I also, since the chemotherapy actually put me into early menopause, which when you're young can be quite significant. So I began acupuncture to help kind of mitigate the symptoms of menopause. I was having severe hot flashes. I also started meditating. So I worked with a Kundalini yogi and began meditating twice a day. And after I finished chemotherapy, one of the side effects that I experienced, my muscles, about 6 weeks after I finished chemotherapy, my muscles actually seized up. It's kind of hard to describe, but think of it as if you had had your best and worst workout at the same time, and you woke up the next day and your muscles were so stiff and sore you couldn't move. That's how I felt. So I was also introduced to a program called the Cancer Well Fit Program to help me get back on my feet. So those were the things that I tried to complement, you know, my treatment plan. And now I do see a holistic doctor that I see once a month. And she's got me on antioxidant and vitamin regimens, as well as she's having me do, say, treatment with hydrogen peroxide. And I mix hydrogen peroxide with distilled water 3 times a day. And it helps to flush, as I understand it, it helps to flush, continue to flush
flush some of those toxins out of the body and actually oxygenate it and I think help with the pH as well.
Now, do you drink this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and you mix just, about 10 drops into an 8-ounce glass of water, and I drink it 3 times a day. And I have to tell you, it has really helped make me feel a whole lot better since I've been doing that. And she works with a lot of other cancer patients, so I actually learned of her through a good friend of mine is a ovarian cancer survivor, and she introduced me to this healer, and she's also an intuitive healer, so I was really concerned when I started having some indigestion, and so she took me off of coffee, she put me on espresso, no more milk, no more cheese, all the things that I love.
Right.
But I have to tell you, I feel so much better because of that.
And she's a medical intuitive or an intuitive?
She is a medical intuitive, holistic doctor.
Because I recently, last summer, consulted with a medical intuitive in Canada. And I've talked with him monthly. And he is fantastic. He can look at me over the phone and tell me what's wrong and what to do about it. So he's been a wonderful resource in my life. So I had never talked with one before, but I'm very impressed with this one.
I am very impressed, like you. When I see her, my first meeting with her, she scanned my body and she told me things about me that she could not have possibly known that I already knew, including that I have a badly torn right knee from years and years and years ago. And also I have a spot on my liver, which I've known about, which is just a little fatty spot. So when she told me those things, I really sat up and started listening to what she had to say about what I needed to do to make myself feel. Because I ended my chemotherapy in March of 2009, and still almost, 4 years later, I still have a lot of fatigue that I didn't have before. So she's working with me now to clear out any residual toxins from my treatments and getting me back to where I was before.
Are your treatments also to help prevent recurrence?
Yes, I'm on a anti-cancer drug. It's actually an anti-estrogen drug called Aromacin. So it's a aromatase inhibitor. But my oncologist would like to take me off of that almost a year earlier because I've not really tolerated it very well. Still see him every 6 months. So I suspect when I see him again in June that he will take me off of that. So I'm very pleased with that.
Because of the length of the show, the remainder of the interview with Kimberly Luker will be presented on the next show. I'm sorry for this inconvenience. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of the previous shows archived. I also invite you to my website, beatlungcancer.net, where you will find my latest book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions, that discusses my experience with lung cancer 38 years ago when I was given 6 months to live by traditional medicine and consequently decided to use natural interventions. I discuss what I used, what I have done since to remain healthy and to prevent recurrence of cancer. There are additional chapters by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. James Forsyth, Dr. Francisco Contreras, Dr. Kim Dassel, and Tanya Harder Pierce. If you or a loved one has lung cancer, I think this book would be useful to you. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.